USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many are looking at how to prevent the next one and trying to figure out what to do about those that perpetrate those crimes. Representative Chris Stewart says the NSA has the tools to go after the foreign criminal operations that have been blamed for a series of recent hacks. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to be more offensive in the cyber war.
Well, one of them is the NSA has certain capabilities, and of course we can't discuss that much, and I understand why they are reluctant to use those capabilities. They could go and destroy these networks, but they don't want to, in some cases, indicate the power and the tools that they have. Again, I get that, but at some point you have to reach, reach a conclusion. This is the appropriate thing to do.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced the birth Sunday of their second child, a daughter named Lilibet Diana. In a statement, the couple announced Meghan had given birth in California on Friday and that both mother and daughter are healthy and well. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Talks between President Biden and Senate Republicans over his infrastructure plan will continue this week. Jeremy Scott reports.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week with or without Republican support.
It's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further on critical pieces.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN's State of the Union. The Biden administration rejected the latest offer from Republicans on Friday.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
President Biden is set to negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia for the third time. The latest offer from Republicans included over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many federal departments are looking at how to prevent the next one. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says that much of the U.S.'s transportation infrastructure is in private hands, telling CBS's Face the Nation that it's vital to set up best practices with those private companies to protect against the possible harm of a cyber attack.
It's a real concern, and we're paying close attention to it. Now, in terms of securing the transportation system we have, of course, a lot of that is with Homeland Security and our partners on that side. But we're thinking a lot about how to make sure that we build up transportation that's going to be resilient in the future, as well as that the right kind of communication is happening. Remember, transportation, like our water systems, like a lot of our power systems, you know, quite a bit of it is in private hands or local hands. And part of our vulnerability on cybersecurity is you're only as strong as your weakest link. And so we've got to make sure there are good cyber practices all the way down to the smallest player, any individual company, because what Colonial showed us was a cyber attack on a private company had national implications.
And the National Hockey League has been granted an exemption by the Canadian government, allowing players to cross into the country during the NHL playoffs. The border has been closed to most travel during the pandemic, with pro sports not included in that essential travel category. In a statement Sunday, the league said it would be able to play in Canada for the final two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The winner of the Montreal and Winnipeg series will meet the winner of the Colorado-Vegas series, with the potential for the first Stanley Cup finals games being played in Canada since 2011, when Vancouver hosted Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.